It's emerged that a former tennis coach convicted in England on multiple child sex offences worked for over a year between September of 2021 and December 2022 at Sligo Tennis Club. The club, in a statement, said they had no indication that any inappropriate conduct occurred at the club. Sean McGranahan, 33, with an address at Mill Apartments, Drumahair, was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison at Bristol Crown Court. He was found guilty of 2 counts of attempting sexual communication with a child and 2 counts of attempting to incite a child to engage in sexual activity. We're joined now by Kevin Quinn, the CEO of Tennis Ireland. This is a very serious situation, Kevin. What is known about Sean McGranahan and how he secured that coaching job at Sligo Tennis Club?
Morning, Mary. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, so Tennis Ireland first learned of Sean's conviction at the beginning of the month. And then we set in tow a small working group to identify where he worked, and identifying that as the northwest of the country, what clubs he might have worked in, including Sligo, to contact those clubs and make sure that we got this, very serious information and Sean's name out to all the members as soon as possible. So really it was set in tow, a piece of work to understand where he might have worked, who he worked with, and to make sure those people knew Sean's name and the seriousness of the conviction.
So we know he worked in Sligo. Where else did he work?
He worked in at least 4 clubs between Leitrim, Sligo and Donegal. But rather than just contact those clubs, we took it upon ourselves to contact all the clubs in the Northwest to make sure they knew of the conviction of Sean's name, and to see. I mean, as you can imagine, tennis is a fantastic sport, huge community playing across all 32 counties. We have a very thriving playing community, but that's not just our members. So there's a lot of people that would play social tennis, maybe in parks. So again, we got to make sure we get Sean's name out there and people know.
Do you want to name the clubs where he worked? We know it was Sligo Tennis Club, but where else?
Yeah, so Butt Hall in Donegal, Manor Hamilton in Leitrim, Sligo and Castlebar are the 4 clubs that we know of. And they've been very proactive in terms of their members.
And what was his role in those clubs?
So essentially, he would have been probably most of those things to be assistant coach to a coach that would be working more full time in each of those clubs and helping with coaching programs, or indeed potentially doing some private coaching lessons.
Was he head coach in any of the clubs?
No, he was not head coach in any of those clubs. No. So from our perspective, he came across our radar in sort of the summer of 2021 when he would have applied for a Garda vetting license. So he wasn't on the Garda radar at any other time. No flags were raised in that too. He obviously was working in the UK for many years before that as a tennis coach. And he came in with a sort of a level 3 LTA, so that's the UK, the Lawn Tennis Association qualification, a level 3 qualification. We have an assimilation process that then looks at the quality of coaching that he has and where would that fit into the Tennis Ireland certification process. So he came in at a Tennis Ireland level 2 coaching level, and that he didn't get that license until October 21. But it's important probably to point out too that as part of that process, we would have been independently verified that he is who he is, that he had the correct qualifications, and in particular though that he was an appropriate person to work with children and with adults on court. Two independent verifications: one head coach who worked with him for 2 years in the UK, another who knew him for 7 years in the UK before obviously he was granted a license here.
And in what circumstances, Kevin, can you tell us, did his employment end in Ireland?
Simply, we knew nothing of this. He left in January 2023. I think he had been doing some work at one of the clubs I mentioned there. And from the information we've got back from him, he said he had to go back to the UK for some personal reasons, but that he would return. And then he never returned.
And in all of that time, and to your knowledge at this stage, were there ever any complaints of any kind or accounts of any inappropriate behaviour in relation to children or others for that matter?
We're not aware of any inappropriate behaviour related to Sean. And I think it's probably really good to reassure as well, as part of the working group that we set up, we've got a very small, diligent, hardworking development officer team.
Did you know him personally?
No, I did not. No, I didn't. But I mean, it's important just to point out in terms of safeguarding, you know, the 10 required safeguarding set out by Tennis Ireland and Sport Ireland. Our development team educate and inform our clubs, the club officers and that. And it's been very reassuring that in terms of the clubs that we've then first wrote to, then had conference calls in terms of give them the best advice. It's been so reassuring that the standards they uphold in terms of safeguarding, you know, from making sure, for example, that Sean isn't on court on his own with any players, the right officers, they all have safeguarding training themselves, has been, you know, to provide a safe, welcoming environment for all the many people.
And you're clearly pointing out that all of your procedures were in place and so on. But at this stage, do you need to do more than put his name out there? Do you need to have detailed information in relation to each club and each child and each parent of each child who will have been trained by or played tennis with Sean McGranahan?
That's exactly what we're doing. So each of those clubs are contacting all of their members and then contacting where we have that information, the families where if any child was in a coaching course or whatever with Sean, where we know that we are contacting each of those proactively. That's exactly what we're doing. And you're right as well.
And how will you do that?
Oh, each of the clubs are doing that in terms of they have the information about who, if they have that information, still have it, because obviously it's your GDPR, you delete that information after a year in some cases. So you've got, so where we have that information, we are contacting those families and all those members to make sure that they understand Sean's name and the nature of the conviction.
And at this stage, your advice to parents who will be worried this morning when they hear his name and they hear their tennis club mentioned.
Absolutely, yeah.
Can they contact you? Can they contact their your safeguarding officer?
Please do. You can contact Tennis Ireland, but also contact your local tennis club. So they've been very proactive in terms of making sure they're available as well to offer advice. As I said, we're not aware of any inappropriate behaviour at this stage. But if any issues arise, obviously the immediate thing to do is to contact the relevant state agencies in Angardish Unicorn and Tusla.
Do you believe at this stage that you need to look again at your procedures, that they need
you're right. We have begun that process, Mary. So there was nothing that we saw that we could do extra time. But in learning from this, obviously, are there extra steps that we could put in place to improve that process further? Absolutely, we'll look at that, yeah.
Kevin Quinn, CEO of Tennis Ireland, thank you for talking to us this morning.